New data from the Maine Department of Education shows that 16% of students in the state are chronically absent from school. That means about 18 days in a normal school year. The data is the result of a new way of accounting for school absences that was mandated by new federal laws in 2015. Paul Hambleton is chief academic officer at the Department of Education. He says it raises some serious questions about how schools can do better by students. I asked Hambleton what's different about the new system.
Under the old system that we used in ESSA accountability, we looked at average daily attendance. So it's a very different number. So you look at your student body and see how many students are there on any given day. And that used to be how we looked at things. So we would see average daily attendance of, 94%, 95%. And what we discovered is, like a lot of states, it's a little bit misleading. Because if you actually look at the number in terms of how many students are chronically absent, you come up with something quite different. We found that about 16% of our students statewide are chronically absent, which is really kind of a pretty profound number. So we've been digging into that. We've talked to school districts across the state. They range everywhere from 5% to, I think some are even upwards in the high 30s.
And that's a real lot. But it sounds like what you're saying is that this information is really a starting point.
When you see a school that has 15, 16, 20% chronic absenteeism, then you have to go look at who are those students, why are they missing, start asking questions about school culture. Is it correlated with something going on in that community? What we do know is in some of the research that kids fall into a pattern of absenteeism. It sometimes shows up in our truancy numbers as well. There may be situations going on in that family. And once a child falls into a pattern of not being at school, it like increases the likelihood that they'll miss more school. So we're looking at what kind of interventions can that school make in order to encourage that better behavior.
Why is high absenteeism among students something we should be concerned about?
Well, I think the number one reason is it's schools are providing students with a place, obviously a place where they're learning skills that are going to help them throughout their life. And if they're not at school, they're not going to be able to take advantage of that. They're not going to build the relationships with their fellow students and with teachers and other people that are going to help them. So that's the immediate problem. I think it can also point us to cultural issues that may be happening in a school. Bullying could also be physical or mental health issues that are going on with that child that has not yet been flagged, so they haven't been getting the help for that. So it's a very blunt indicator, and we think that this is going to help us give the kind of an indicator that will let the people know in that school that we need to pay attention to this when that number gets above what we're comfortable with.
And could that also be a red flag that something's going on at home?
It could be. It could be a red flag that something's going on at home that for some reason that child's not making it to school. So there may be an indicator that there needs to be some outside intervention or somebody going to help that family more than what the school can do.
What happens now for schools?
Well, I think the first thing that schools are going to need to be doing is looking at drilling down into the data and actually looking at the students that are absent. It's hard to make a broad sweeping statement, but where we can start with schools is certainly we can start with the school culture and are those schools making the school a welcoming safe place for students to engage in learning activities.
All right, Paul Hambleton of the Department of Education in Maine, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
And you can find more on this story on our website. It's at mainepublic.org.